equal justice under law requires all arms of government to regard women as persons equal in stature to men.
The sentiments of a women's rights champion, Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, the US Supreme Court justice who became the court's second female judge, has died of pancreatic cancer at the age of 87. Despite their ideological differences, President Donald Trump issued a statement calling her a titan of the law.
She led an amazing life. What else can you say? She was an amazing woman. Whether you agreed or not, she was an amazing woman who led an amazing life.
Presidential hopeful Joe Biden says Justice Ginsburg was a giant of the legal profession and a beloved figure. Before her first judicial appointment in 1980, Justice Ginsburg led the fight for gender equality in the courts. This came at a time when many state and federal laws restricted what women could do, barring them from many jobs in the justice system and even jury duty. She also became the first female tenured professor at Columbia Law School. In 1993, then-President Bill Clinton nominated her to the Supreme Court. Since then, she's joined rulings that advance same-sex marriage and women's health issues. After news of her death, people gathered outside the Supreme Court in Washington to remember her, but their vigil was interrupted by a far-right conspiracy theorist and Trump supporter, Jacob Wall, who accused Justice Ginsburg of having blood on her hands for her stance on abortion.
Ruth Bader Ginsburg was a justice who defended abortion rights. Abortion kills babies, and you have blood on your hands. Ruth Bader Ginsburg has blood on her hands. Ruth Bader Ginsburg has blood on her hands.
Her death comes less than 50 days before the presidential election, and it's set off a debate over whether a replacement should be made before or after that poll. Republican Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he wants to bring to a Senate vote whoever President Trump nominates, but he hasn't indicated when or how that would happen. Joe Biden says it should be the winner of the November election who gets to pick a successor.
We should focus on the loss of the justice and her enduring legacy. But there is no doubt, let me be clear, that the voters should pick the president, and the president should pick the justice for the Senate to consider.
Mr. Biden added he doesn't want to see a rushed appointment before Election Day.
I think the fastest justice ever confirmed was 47 days. And the average is closer to 70 days. And so we should do this with full consideration. And that is my hope and expectation what will happen.
Multiple Republicans believe Mr. Trump will probably nominate a woman. Justice Ginsburg, who married husband Martin Ginsburg in 1954, is survived by two children and several grandchildren. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.